Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, along with my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, what's going on?
Oh, not much. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's a strange world we live in with this coronavirus, COVID-19, all this social distancing, and, you know, it really, really messes with a wrestler's livelihood.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we touched on that last week.
And this week, our special guest is the pretty little psycho, Shauna Reed. Shauna, how are you this evening?
Oh, you know, crazy.
So, you know, with everything going on and you know, nobody doing wrestling, I mean, how are you filling your time without being at the arena or working out?
Well, I'm one of those lucky people that the government still sees as essential. So I am working like crazy right now. And then when I come home, I take a nap. I take a Epsom salt bath. And then I'm drinking margaritas every night.
There you go. You need it in that line of work, huh?
Oh, you have no idea.
Well, I know what line of work are you in, and I thank you so much for what you're doing during this time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you.
But let's talk a little bit about Shauna Reed. Let's talk about your history. For we've got FGW people listening. We got people over all the way over Ohio listening. We've got people all around the country listening. Where did Shauna Reed come from? What was Shauna Reed's influences?
Well, when I was about 8 years old, me and my brother would fight over the PS2 game system. And whenever it was his turn to play, he would play WWE. And if I wanted to play, I would have to play along with him. So that really was the first thing that ever introduced professional wrestling to me at all. Like, he would quiz me on the wrestlers who, you know, come up on the screen while your match was loading. He would quiz me, like, who's this? Who's this? And so my first influence was actually Chris Benoit. Okay. And I mean, I know it's a sticky situation, but he still influences me to today. Like, if I'm studying somebody at all, it's either Chris Benoit, AJ Lee, John Moxley. Those are the like three wrestling people that I really kind of base my my character off of, and like, you know, my stories off of. So I guess the Pretty Little Psycho Shauna Reed pretty much came from a video game.
Well, okay, you know, one thing I've noticed in this weird world we call pro wrestling is there's a correlation between pro wrestlers, video games, and horror.
Yeah.
So, you know, you combine all three, and this is what we have. Stepping back for a second, you know, it was unfortunate what happened with Chris Benoit and his family, but you cannot deny the man's talent.
Not at all.
You can argue, I mean, people will argue it because of what happened, but the crippler was an amazing wrestling talent.
Very much so.
So now that Shauna Reed, we've got a little background about where the Pretty Little Psycho came from. How long have you been wrestling professionally?
It'll be 5 years in September.
5 years, okay. And I know you've wrestled promotions all over the state. As a matter of fact, I even understand you've done some WWE work.
Yeah, I've done about 13 WWE extra spots. I had three more this month, but they unfortunately all got canceled because of the coronavirus. So that would have been 14, 15, and 16. But Unfortunately, it just wasn't meant to be. And yeah, I've got to do like extra talent work. I've gotten, you know, do their tryouts before SmackDown. And it really is just a crazy opportunity and an eye-opening thing to do.
I can only imagine you even as enhancement talent for the biggest promotion in the world, I mean, you can't deny the opportunity there.
Not at all. I've legit like walked out on a job because they weren't going to give me the day off.
Yep. I don't blame you. If that phone rings, it's time to go.
Exactly.
So speaking about wrestling promotions, and I know you've wrestled amongst others in Ohio, I know you've wrestled for War Wrestling. Mm-hmm. And Donnie, what are some of the other promotions out there? I mean,
I don't have you worked for OCW?
No, they contacted me a few times, but unfortunately I've been booked every time.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. OCW, there's ASWA. I mean, there's lots of promotions out there. I'm sure she's worked for most of them.
Yeah. So. I've worked for a lot of promotions in Ohio. It's funny because it's like every other week I'm in Illinois as well. So it's like, pretty much living in Illinois too. I've wrestled in London, England. I wrestled like almost probably half the country, half the states in the country.
Nice.
In less than 5 years, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm coming up on my 400th match if the coronavirus will ever, not 400th, but I'm after my 400th. So I'm working towards my 500th match if the coronavirus ever lets us get back to doing what we do.
Right.
Well, let's hope so, because there's a lot of wrestling fans out there that, you know, they need their fix. And it's one thing to sit down and watch recordings, but it's absolutely something different to be there at an independent or a major promotion show live and in person.
Oh, yeah. We're all, you know, chomping at the bit. Like, I know so many other wrestlers that we're all going legit stir crazy.
Yeah. And if I could touch base on that, because we actually talked about that on our last episode, and I came at it from a viewpoint of the promoter and I explained like the incident with the Arnold and how all that went down and what happened with us with that. And I know like the wrestlers and the promoters and everybody in the business gets it and understands, but for the people that's not in the business, can you explain or give your viewpoint on how this is actually affecting the wrestlers themselves? Because I know a lot of the wrestlers count on this money for, you know, to live or to pay bills of some sort, and it's really hitting them hard. And so if you touch on that a little bit on what you're hearing from others and how is it affecting you yourself and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's definitely like affecting me and my family pretty hard, because I dated another wrestler. And that is largely his income. I've been like lucky enough, like I said, my job is still seen as essential, so I still have that income coming in. But but that extra money on the side, you know, was helping me pay bills, was helping us, you know, go on trips to shows outside of the state to like, you know, pay for hotels and things like that. Just in general, since the coronavirus has, you know, shut everything down, I have lost, I think we counted up to $1,700 in the past few weeks that I would have gotten in bookings.
Wow.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's definitely like taking, you know, a toll on everybody, and that extra income that people need. And some people that, you know, that just do this to, you know, do this to survive. This is their living. Like, I know many wrestlers that live out of their car. That wrestling is all they do. And if, you know, they're not making a payday, they're not eating that night. And right. So it's definitely, you know, hard. It's definitely harder on some people more than others. But other than for, you know, just the love of wrestling, I mean, losing $1,700 that I could have had, you know, sucks. And those, like I said, those three other WWE opportunities, that was, you know, three other chances that I could have got looked at to be signed by a major company. And help my future and my family's future. So it's still kind of, that, you know, sucks. And then from another viewpoint, you know, you're sitting here like, gosh, my body doesn't hurt. This is weird.
Yep. Yep.
I'm being forced into normal life again. What is this?
Right. Like I said, it could be a blessing in disguise on that aspect. Everybody getting to take a break and get their bodies a chance to heal up.
Exactly. Like people with injuries, like if you're anything like me or know any other like wrestlers like me, if I'm hurt, I refuse to believe I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. Like I currently have a broken nose right now, which is almost healing. And I was still wrestling because I refused to be out because I'm just like, screw it. Yep. It's fine. They just don't hit my nose, please.
All right. Yep. That was me.
if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it my daughter who broke your nose?
It was your daughter.
Uh-oh. There's a receipt coming for that one.
Oh gosh. Shelby.
I told Shelby, you're going to get a receipt.
It'll come during, because you know she's probably, her first match at FUW is probably going to be against me. So, you know, you'll see her like hold her nose or something, and I'll be like, got her.
Oh, my goodness. This is great. Shauna, you know, I've watched you over the past, I started coming to FGW in August, and I've watched you since then. And your moveset is top-notch. And, of course, you know, being trained by who you were trained by makes a big difference, I think. But did you, when you were just developing the wrestling character of the Pretty Little Psycho, did you try to emulate another wrestler, or is it just purely you?
Well, when I first started, like, with all the training and stuff like that, when I joined the Five Most Wanted, I was kind of forced into a character that I never really saw myself as, and that was, like, you know, just, like, the heel, spoiled brat girl who gets everything she wants. Mm-hmm. And I had talked to, you know, my trainer and told him, like, I always wanted to be like, you know, the kind of the crazier character, because what got me back into WWE was AJ Lee and Dean Ambrose.
Okay.
So like I wanted to, well, John Moxley, gosh dang it. I wanted to, you know, like I've always wanted to be that kind of character. So when I finally, you know, when FCW got up and running is really when I got to kind of change the moniker from the Stubborn Angel to the Pretty Little Psycho, and I got to be that character. Now, I study, like I say, I studied Chris Benoit, but character-wise, I study AJ Lee like it's my job. Okay. Like, I kind of take her monikers. I also study, like, the Joker, because that's the kind of character that I want my character to be. Like, he may not want, the Joker looks insane, so the Joker and the Riddler. So the Joker looks crazy on the outside, but he's like a freaking evil genius on the inside. And the Riddler looks completely normal on the outside and is a freaking evil genius on the inside. So that's kind of like what I've been wanting my character to be. Like, she looks like she's like innocent, or she looks like she's normal, or she looks like, you know, she's like, you know, just this girl, this random girl, but she has like the mind of like a killer, and she will kill you if you turn your back to her kind of situation.
Uh-huh. Well, I absolutely love the concepts you're using and the characters you're working with. I'm a big Batman fan, so I understand about the Joker, and it makes perfect. Now that you've given it to me in that light, I can see it.
Yeah.
But you got to do something about Amos.
You're not the first person to tell me this.
Donnie, you have to be there to see what I'm talking about. You came to the one show. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them were there that night, or I think Shauna was there.
Yeah, she ripped the head off of, or he ripped the head off of her teddy bear.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It was a goat.
Or what was it? A goat? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wasn't okay with that, but you know.
Amos is Amos. What can we say about him? I mean, he's a very unique character.
Yes, he is very, very, very unique.
So let's turn the conversation a little bit here, Shauna. And let's let's move over to the horror and video game side of everything.
Okie dokie.
First question, favorite horror film?
The Shining.
Interesting choice.
It's a classic.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. What horror film scared you the most?
Oh, gosh. Is that, I think it's called Evil Dead.
Okay.
Just because I'm like, okay, I'm like really into like ghost scary movies. Uh-huh. Like, you know, like paranormal things like that. Okay. I don't want to sit here and watch like someone get butchered up every 20 seconds. Like, I'm like,
I'll say like, that's my thing.
Like the Saw movies, I can't watch the Saw movies, but well, mainly because one of my really good friends is in Saw 3D and he gets killed, and I'm like, he keeps asking me if I've watched it. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna watch you get killed.
I've seen all of the Saw. I have all the Saw movies.
Mm-hmm. My friend was in Saw 3D.
Okay.
His name's Sean Patrick Flannery.
Okay.
That man's like my big brother.
I know who he is. Okay.
That's yeah, cool. So he keeps asking me to watch that scene, and he'll randomly send me that scene, and I'm like, stop.
Donnie, what do you have? You like some of the horror stuff, too. What do you got for Shauna?
Oh, yeah. Are you into haunted houses and stuff?
Do
you
like haunted? Yeah.
Are you? Have you ever done any haunted house acting?
No, I haven't. I'm more on the side of, like, because I know, like, the haunted house acting, you have to, like, you're needed every, like, Friday and Saturday, and I wrestle on those nights. Right. And then I also just like to be the one that, you know, like, gets scared.
Right.
Or, like, just, in this case, I'm not blonde anymore, but I act like the dumb blonde when I'm in there. I'm, like,
makes it more fun.
Exactly. I hit on all the people that scare you. I do all this stuff. Like,
so
I'm the idiot.
Okay. So you like going to haunted houses to be scared?
Yes, I love going to like the haunted houses for Halloween. I love going to real haunted houses. Like, I've done the lockdown at Bobby Mackey's.
Yeah.
Me and Heather Owens are going somewhere. I don't know what I signed up for, but I paid the money, and we're apparently going to go stay in some either old prison or insane asylum in November overnight in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know what I signed up for. She just told me how much it was. I gave it to her, and who knows.
There you go. What's your biggest fear? Do you have a biggest fear?
I do. I hate snakes.
Snakes?
Yeah, I hate snakes, spiders, and, you know, just
critters.
I'm not okay with it. Yeah, those few things I'm not okay with. I'm okay with pretty much everything else, but...
Nice.
You know, you were talking about, I meant to tell you, Chris, or Shelby's mom and myself, we are paranormal investigators sometimes.
I think you've told me that one time. I think, like, right after we went to Bobby Mackey's.
Yeah, it may have been. I have actually been to Bobby Mackey's before.
Yeah, that was my first time. It was crazy.
Let me ask you this. Did you hear stuff moving?
Yeah, we heard footsteps everywhere. And then, like, I kept thinking that I saw something, like, out of the corner of my eye. So when they kind of gave us, like, more free range, uh-huh. I walked over to where I kept thinking I saw this shadow thing.
Right.
And the person, like, the tour guide came over, and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I didn't want to say anything because I'm like, I think I might just be seeing things because I'm just in the mood and stuff like that. And I'm like, I keep thinking that I'm seeing a shadow over here. And she's like, well, where are you seeing it? And so I went and I stood where I thought I was seeing it. And she said, that's kind of funny because that's exactly where the exorcism took place.
Hmm.
And I was like, that's where people see the shadows. And so she gave me I forget what it's called, but the device that if something's around there, it's like lights up. I forget what it's called.
An EMF meter.
Yeah, she gave me that, and it would light up like crazy when I held it, and when anybody else held it, they did not. It did not. It was like dark, and it was really creepy. And then I even caught like downstairs in the basement. I even caught a picture of something coming out of Joanna's dressing room.
Okay.
Like, so yeah, I'm totally into that stuff.
Oh, nice. I definitely am too. Another place you should go if you haven't been is Waverly Hills Sanitarium.
Everybody tells me that.
You should go.
I want to.
Even if you only take the $25 2-hour tour, you're going to get something.
Oh, I definitely want to so bad.
I've been there 2 or 3 times, and I'm not going to tell you what, just remember the 4th floor.
Oh gosh. Okay.
It's an experience.
Well, see, we need to plan a Russell Hoare road trip now, because I want to see that myself.
Hell yeah, let's go.
That and the Moundsville State Penitentiary in Moundsville, West Virginia, that's a hotbed too. And I've been there as well.
Nice.
Of course, then again, my house is haunted too, so.
Ooh, nice.
Well, I don't know if Shelby told you, but you know what our neighbors are across the street?
No.
A graveyard.
Oh, interesting.
It's the big one, Greenwood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we live across the street from Greenwood.
Huh.
So, I actually used to run a haunt actor business that we would travel to different haunted attractions working. And my late business partner, Jason, who died suddenly at the age of 41 from an aortic dissection.
Wow.
He makes his presence known in my house occasionally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got all the equipment. I've got the EMF meters and the infrared cameras and the, you know, I got dowsing rods and thermal infrared thermometers. I've got all that stuff.
Very cool.
So, you know, we can hook you up with some stuff if you want to go see some creepy stuff.
Heck yeah.
But so we've talked creepy, we've talked haunted houses. Another question, have you ever been to the Dent Schoolhouse?
Multiple times.
Did you go back when it still had a maze out back called Detention Hall?
Yep.
I was in that.
Oh, were you?
I funny. Was. I was the biggest guy in that maze.
Well, yep, I was in there.
See, you might have hit on him and not even knew it.
I probably did. I probably did.
I worked there for a few years. I worked at Kings Island. I love scaring people. I just got too old to do it, you know, so.
Oh. I don't even think that's a thing.
Well, when I get...
You're too old for wrestling.
Right.
When I get the weight under control and I get down to where I want to be, then I might revisit it, because I'll be a lot lighter, let's say. But anyway, so we've determined a lot of things about the complex person that is Shauna Reed. I have to ask, and this is just a dad,
How's Shelby doing? Well, she broke my nose.
Well, yeah, I know she broke your nose. She brags about it all the time.
Oh, she's bragging now.
I know, all no, right. I'm kidding.
More heat.
Where's that shovel?
Right? Our first match is going to be like, she's not going to know it's an ODQ. Surprise! Barbed wire.
I'll just get what is it, Janice, Abyss's 2x4 with the nails all through it.
Hell, I'll just go get Lucille. I'll steal Lucille from Negan.
There you go. So I take it you're a Walking Dead fan.
Probably the biggest.
Okay.
Yes, very much. Very, 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 very much so.
What do you think about this season so far?
So far, so good. I'm liking this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a pretty big fan of Alpha. She, like I said, besides Negan, she's probably my favorite character.
Yeah, she's definitely, like, she was definitely the most creepiest villain to me. Mm-hmm. Like, but you know, I was ticked at the coronavirus for taking wrestling away from me. But now I'm majorly pissed at the coronavirus because of this dang virus, we're not going to get the season finale.
Right.
Now it's messing. Now it's like chicken eight.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna just drag it out forever.
Yeah. So next weekend's the last episode, and then randomly throughout the year, whenever you know we decide it's okay, then they'll randomly play the season finale. So.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, because of the incident at the with the Arnold and everything, we didn't get to see you wrestle for the Now Nation officially.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really hoping that in the future we can expect to see you on one of the Now shows.
Yeah, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge,
yeah.
Hit.
Yeah. I say we got the fair. We got the fair coming up July 31st and August 1st, so we'll have to see what your schedule looks like.
Oh, sounds good if we're not still on lockdown.
Right. I hope not.
Better not. I'll say we better not be. I'll go crazy.
Right.
Yes.
They got me home till the end of April right now, and I'm already like, oh, my God. I was like, I can't take it.
I work for an essential business as well, so I still go into the office. Everybody else works from home, but I get to go into the office.
Mm-hmm.
We're essential.
Yeah.
It's going to be my next shirt. I'm essential.
So, Donnie, any other last questions, comments for Shauna?
Yeah, I kind of want to give her training camp a plug while we're on here. And
sure.
She was trained by Cody Hawk, as everyone probably already knows that knows her. And so what is your thoughts and opinions and things you want to say about Cody and his training style? And I mean, obviously it's working because he's turned out a lot of great talent, but is there anything like specific that he does that it just everybody seems to pick up easy on or what happens?
Well, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they don't really pick up on it as fast as some, but he trains like how I think he trains differently. Like he, trains you how to wrestle. He doesn't train you how to do that flippy crap that you see and like everybody just like goes in on him in a match and it's like, ooh, look at all the high flippy moves I can do. No, he teaches you how to wrestle. He teaches you how to tell a story. He teaches you how to make it make psychology and make the story make sense. And you know, it's like it's on training to wrestle is the hardest thing, you know, I've ever done in my life. And I got, you know, lucky that I honestly got hurt within the first month of my training and I had to have surgery and I had to sit out. But I went and I every single day to practice when I first started and I took notes every day until I was cleared by my doctor to go back to wrestling. And I caught up on it pretty well after, you know, pretty much watching. But like, you know, it's just like, he trains his girls like guys. Like if, you know, if you F up and it's done multiple times, you know, like he's not going to take it easy on you just because you're a female and sure. You need to, you know, it's a tough business. You have to be able to hang with the guys if they need you to, and you need to be able to protect yourself if you're with a girl that either A, doesn't know what they're doing, or B, is just being stiff with you because you're new or because they don't like you. So you need to be able to, you know, protect yourself. So his training, and then when Super Zeta was alive, he was one of my other trainers. He was like my best friend. He was very, very close to me. And when he died, it really affected me. But he really forced me to do things. Like, he's the one that forced me to do things. Like, I was afraid to do a lot of high-risk moves. And he's like, he didn't give me a choice. Either he was going to grab me and I better jump and hope for the best or yep. Or I was going to get hurt. So definitely like the school is, I haven't been to really any other schools to train. I've been to a bunch of seminars, but I would say that would pretty much put Cody's training differently than others. He actually teaches you how to wrestle and not be that, you know, spots us, you know.
Right.
He teaches you how to call it in the ring, you know. You just, it works.
Yep, that's good. What was your favorite seminar you went to? What did you get the most knowledge out of?
Well, I did. I went to a WWN recruitment camp last August, and William Regal was there. And I've always wanted to learn from William Regal, so listening to him for 4 hours was just amazing. And then getting to roll around with one of the WWE coaches, Robbie Brookside, and then, you know, they had Shayna Baszler, they had the strength coach, they had the WWE strength coach, they had Tommaso Ciampa. So getting to do all that stuff was pretty much, that's probably my favorite seminar. It was one, it's the seminar that killed me.
Right. That's a good thing.
It was good. Exactly.
Well, such a wealth of knowledge for so little time, relatively speaking. I mean, you know, you're, again, you've been trained by arguably one of the best trainers out there, Cody Hawk, trainer to the stars. You keep bringing up. Keep bringing up Dean Ambrose / John Moxley. Depends. Now, and WWE still Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
But, you know, Eli Drake, Sammy Callahan. You know, Cody's earned that Cauliflower Alley Club Award.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I'm proud to say that my daughter is training under him as well as Shauna. Before I forget, you mentioned Super Zeta, and last time I checked, you are the proud owner of the Super Zeta Memorial Championship belt.
That I am.
That was an emotional night between you and Logan, and it could have gone either way, but the belt's where it needed to be.
I believe that too. You know, Logan, like I said, he is like my brother. He, me and him, we were the last two, like, you know, surviving students from Cody's class 5 years ago. And now I am the only one. Like, I'm the only one left from that class. And I was also the only girl out of, like, you know, 10 guys. I'm the only one left and still wrestling to this day. So, like, it was a super emotional night because it was, you know, Logan's last match, and so there was just that, and then the whole Zeta thing and how close both me and him were to Zeta, and you know what Zeta did for us in our careers. So it was just a very emotional night.
So the clock's winding down, so we're going to wind this up, Shauna, but first of all, do you have any advice for any girl looking to get into this business?
Yeah. Well, find a notable trainer. Don't just go for someone who, you know, is going to like charge you $25. Like, you know, find a notable trainer, find someone who actually has turned people out and like had like students make money. And then, you know, when you're doing it, it's going to, like, you may think it's easy, but it's going to be the hardest thing you have ever done in your life. It's going to be the most painful thing you have ever done in your life. But if you stick with it, it makes you do amazing things, and it lets you see things you never thought you'd see. So just definitely stick with it. I know it's hard. I know it's painful, and all you want to do is quit, but try to will yourself not to.
Okay. Now, as far as how people can find out more about Shauna Reed, your exploits, your matches, things like that, I'm pretty sure you've got a Patreon account, don't you?
Yes, I just recently got a Patreon account, so it's patreon.com/prettylittlepsychoshaunareed.
Okay, what about any other social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
Yep, you can just type in my name, Shauna Reed, on Facebook. I rarely use Twitter, but I got one. It's Shauna Reed 93, and my Instagram is Shauna_Reed.
Okay. And they can see pictures of you, maybe some upcoming matches when you start doing this again?
Exactly. On all those, you'll be able to see pictures, some videos. I'll have more exclusive content on my Patreon page, of course. Right. So that'll be some exclusive stuff that you won't see on any of the other social media accounts. But they will definitely be all over.
Awesome. So don't forget to check out Shauna, whether it be on social media or Patreon. And if you're in the listening area around Cincinnati and Hamilton specifically, you've got to go check out Future Great Wrestling when they get started again.
Do it.
Or she's going to pile drive you.
Exactly.
See? Straight from the Pretty Little Psycho's mouth.
Yep.
So, with that being said, Shauna, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us here on the Wrestling Horror Podcast. We're hoping that this gets over quick so you guys can get back to doing what you're doing and us fans can enjoy a good independent wrestling show.
Yep, thank you.
Donnie, any last things for Shauna before we sign off?
No, I think we can let her off the hook now. We kept her around long enough.
Again, Shauna, thank you so much. Of course, I hear things going on with Shelby, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody back in the ring soon. So,
all right. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you take care, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Bye. See
ya. Bye. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, The Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.wrestlehorror.com.